In the U.S., four people have been killed in a shooting in Louisville, Kentucky. Several others were injured. It happened inside a bank on a main street. Police say the suspect was killed and that there's no further danger to the public.
Confirmed to be dead on the scene. We do not know exactly the circumstances of his death at this time. Five people have been confirmed to have been killed inside. At least six were transported to University of Louisville Hospital, including one officer, with various injuries. We are unable to confirm the status of those who have been transported at this time. I will reiterate that this is an ongoing investigation. This information is preliminary, and it will be updated shortly. We ask that the public remain away from the scene. It will be an ongoing scene that will take a long time to investigate, but there is no active danger known to the public at this time.
Al Jazeera's Shahab Ratansi is following developments in Washington, D.C. He joins us now live. Shahab, what do we know about what happened?
Interestingly, we're getting a rather detailed timeline from Louisville police, which is interesting because often, you know, the police have been accused in the past of actually sort of not being terribly cooperative. But they say, look, this occurred at 8:30 a.m. local time. That's about 12:30 GMT at a bank in downtown Louisville. They say that within 3 minutes of receiving the emergency call, they were on the scene and were able to enter the building. They exchanged gunfire with the assailants, but that's why they're not sure how the assailant died, whether it was from that exchange of gunfire or from a self-inflicted wound. We're getting some eyewitness testimony, or at least testimony from those who spoke to those inside the bank, who say that many of them just followed what is the bank protocol in the event of a shooting. That is, they pressed the panic button to alert the authorities and then went to hide in the bank vault. Obviously, here in the U.S., those sorts of protocols are common in workplaces. As you said, eight injured, two critically. We understood about an hour ago that those two critically injured were being operated on. This is the 146th mass shooting of the year, according to the Gun Violence Archive. There have only been 100 days of the year so far. We are expecting another update soon, but as you can see, perhaps because of that very quick response time, the police are very open to being very relatively transparent about this shooting. Partly, I think, also, and even the governor mentioned it, the Louisville police are under a cloud right now because just a few weeks ago, the Department of Justice found that they were guilty of routine civil rights, human rights violations, unconstitutional behavior.
Al Jazeera, Shahab Ratansi there, live in Washington. Many thanks indeed, Shahab.